KNKX connects to the Skagit Valley this week. Ed Ronco hosts a special broadcast of All Things Considered from Mount Vernon this afternoon, and he joins me now live from Skagit County with a look ahead. Good morning, Ed. Where are you?
Good morning, Kirsten. We are in Edgewater Park on the banks of the Skagit River, looking across at downtown Mount Vernon. The sun is coming up behind Little Mountain, and we are just saying good morning, watching the town waking up today.
Sounds lovely. Well, Ed, you know, a lot of us think about the Tulip Festival when we picture Skagit County, mm-hmm. and more broadly than that, we think of it as a pretty agricultural place.
Yeah, it is. Agriculture is a really important industry here, and the people who run farms are deeply proud of that work. It's a huge part of the Skagit Valley's identity. We're going to talk a little bit about that this afternoon, but actually, local economic officials say in terms of dollars, ag is Skagit County's, like, 11th biggest industry. What's first is manufacturing.
Well, we know there are refineries in Anacortes, but what else is holding that sector up?
Yeah, it's what they're calling advanced manufacturing. For example, I went to an aerospace supplier in Burlington that makes and repairs the interiors of passenger jets. So think about basically everything you touch on the inside of the next flight you're on. Flight attendant call buttons, the reading lights, the window shades. I met a young worker in his second week on the job. I met a woman who is returning to the workforce after recovering from surgery. Another guy who's nearly 80. And the general manager of VT Volant, the company there, Tom Thompson, he says he wants that diversity.
We've got folks that are really serious about wanting to be here and make a career out of it. And they'd like to be here for 10, 20, 30 years. You just met 79 years old, I mean, and still going strong. And he's a great leader. He's a great mentor. I think it's just as important to have that 20-year-old as it is to have that 79-year-old.
And Ed, we heard him saying there that his employees want to stick around. Does it seem to you that these companies have the staying power to make it happen?
Yeah, I mean, as far as this particular company goes, they're getting more orders than they can keep up with. They're expecting to hire more people this year. But more broadly, there are all sorts of programs here to diversify the economy, both in terms of the people living and working here and in terms of the industries. You know, we're smack in the middle of 6 million people here, equidistant from Seattle and Vancouver, B.C. And the folks we're talking to, they say they feel pretty well positioned to adjust to a changing economy, really no matter what happens in the next few decades.
All right, Ed, thanks. We're excited for the broadcast.
Thanks.
KNKX's Ed Ronco reporting live in the Skagit Valley this morning. He'll be hosting All Things Considered from Mount Vernon this afternoon starting at 3 as KNKX connects to the Skagit Valley. Join us.